Two Guests for Christmas by Richard M. Romney, Church Magazines. Our family's holiday celebration is always more memorable because we include both of them. Our family loves to celebrate Christmas. December 25th is, of course, the day we remember the birth, life, and atonement of our Savior Jesus Christ. But just before Christmas Day, my family also takes time to remember someone else's birth, someone who has helped bring us all closer to the Savior in many ways, the prophet of the Restoration, Joseph Smith. Joseph Smith was born on December 23, 1805. Our family adds another spiritual element to our holiday by studying what he learned and taught about Jesus Christ. We figuratively invite two guests into our home for the holidays, the Savior and the Latter-day Prophet who bore witness of him. Here are some activities that can help you remember them, too. What Joseph saw. Message. We know more about Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ because of what Joseph saw and heard during the first vision. Activity. With your family or on your own, read or watch a video about the first vision. Write in your journal about what the first vision teaches us about Jesus Christ. Trying to be like Jesus. Message. Joseph Smith taught that through study, faith, and charity, we can become like the Savior. See Teachings of Presidents of the Church, Joseph Smith, Chapter 37. Activity. Create a list of attributes that define the Savior, like obedience, humility, faith, and courage. Watch for times when others demonstrate these attributes. When they do, offer them a compliment by telling them you noticed. A Book of Mormon Christmas. Message. The Book of Mormon contains many references to the birth of Jesus Christ. Activity. Recount the Christmas story using stories from the Book of Mormon, remembering that we have the Book of Mormon because of Joseph Smith. For some helpful resources, go to page 26 of this month's issue. End of the article, Two Guests for Christmas, by Richard M. Romney, read by Terrell Williams.